Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Looks like 7 after the hour. Once again, yes, it's 7 past the top of the hour, and that means we get back to the facts, the opinion, the clarifications that are part of the discussion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, three of the four of us on the West Coast. Hooray for the weather. Yay!
Yay!
Not the big story, though. The big story is still what's going on with Charlie Hebdo and the ramifications of all of this. So I ask Pierre to give us a bit of insight, if Pierre is able to do that. The Parisian circumstance with these no-go zones, the neighborhoods where neither tourists nor police go, the places where the Muslims have intimidated the government into basically giving authority over to them. What does the average French or Parisian person, Pierre, think about perhaps changing that around so that the police and or the military, the French military, can go in and clean up these infested cities? What's the story?
Monsieur Stephan, we are united as we are in France. We are one. We walk arm in arm with the leaders of the world, except for your president. He was not here.
Pierre said so far.
Yeah, we need subtitles.
He was not here.
No, the president wasn't there.
No, he was not here. Yes. But we stand united in Paris, and we are going to march into these no-go zones, and we are going to kick them out.
Really going to kick some butt?
We are going to deliver.
Gonna grow a pair? The Frenchies are going to grow a pair. Is that what you're saying?
We have a pair. We just never use it.
Shake up all these groups. Let's get them out of there.
Oui.
All right. Thank you, Pierre.
Si, senor.
Yes.
Si, senor.
You have to thank
me.
The quick trip from Paris to Madrid.
It doesn't take much.
No, I know it doesn't. So my take on this, the read back, and I'm going to say this one more time, and then I'll sort of let it stew in its own juice. Jennifer, calm down, will you please?
I'm sorry, you said stew in its own juice. That's gross.
I think that this is gross. We have the same situation in our country, and we're not doing anything about it, and we have, it seems to me, the same risk at hand as the French do, and other in England they have the same problem. I don't know that they do in Germany, but most of the areas of Europe that have seen an onslaught of free moving Muslims coming into their cities, and why would we take note of any of them that are peace-loving, or, you know, why are they any different than any other religion? And they aren't, but when there are groups like this that separate out because they are so fanatical, it seems to me that you create this by sowing the seed of indifference, which is what the French have done, and we've done it. We have done the same thing in the major cities in our country. We have become indifferent to almost being afraid to go into these places where the drug lords are, where there are the antisocial groups that try to, I suppose maybe the old mafia shakedowns. Those were not penetrated. And now some of these new groups are doing the same thing, shaking down small business owners. And the police do nothing. They're not there. There's no presence. So we have all this military hardware and the police that maybe we could use to clean up these areas, to get rid of these groups and bring peace to the valley again. I think that we need to, if we're going to have this military police presence, use it effectively to get rid of the radicals that are in our cities. Is that an idea that has merit? Apparently.
What's the dilemma?
What's the dilemma?
Is
is that we are slowly but surely moving to the point of like a Minority Report, the movie with Tom Cruise, where they arrest people because they know that they are going to commit a crime. We are really getting to that point where the precogs are going to tell you who the threat is, and the police are going to bust down their house and they're going to arrest them.
No, I think we can avoid that if we are sensible and just observe those who are actually involved in the crimes. I think that's what you have to do. Otherwise,
the PC stuff.
I mean, we're already doing it. I mean, I think we need to throw the PC side of stuff. And I'm not saying I'm against. If somebody is online and there is proof that they are chattering with a terrorist group in Syria, and they have booked a flight to Syria, and they have made comments, should we be arresting these people before they can actually go do anything?
Well, we track them.
They haven't done anything yet. They just talked about it. But should we be arresting these people? And this is
after
this
the fact you go arrest the accomplices. Look what happened in the Boston bombing at the Boston Marathon. They arrested the people who had
all the stupid kids that helped them hide.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Go hide my backpack, dude.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So that's I got what you're talking about. Those aren't the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hardcore, tough guys that everybody pretty much is afraid of. The big dudes that carry the big stick, or the little dudes that have the little wee-wees like Napoleon and Hitler, who have all the big guns behind him.
Yeah, but the Boston guys, they were little dudes. Nobody knew. They weren't on anybody's radar. I knew the one guy was.
Yeah, no, they knew who they were. They do. Well, anyway, the point is that we ought to somehow or other have a national discussion about it, and maybe it starts here with these sorts of discussions, because it is time we stop giving over territory to people because we're afraid of them. We are the United States of America. Why are we going to be afraid of some hoods, some cretins, some jerk who's trying to take over a portion of your neighborhood? Why do we give in to that?
Well,
yes, all day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's an answer to that, but I mean, I think you're right. And I think that's why it was important that the president or somebody of a high level went to that march in Paris to say, hey, we're not going to let this stuff happen anymore. We are going to stand up.
Well, I don't know whether the two are connected, but
anyway. I think so. It's a lot of what it
looks like. There's already people saying that the reason Obama didn't go is very specifically
because he doesn't care.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
I said that on social media yesterday.
There are so many people who are offended by so much stuff. Do we then taking Richie's point to the furthest, to the nth degree, are we going to go after everybody that offends us? Jim Bohannon, who's one of my pals, said, we're offended by the Islamists. We're offended by the cartoons. We're offended by the news media. We're offended by everything. What this world needs is an offensive coordinator. He's got a great sense of humor. How many guys are out of work in football now?
Oh,
there's always a lot of guys out of here.
But isn't the end of the season, aren't there a lot of guys on the
top? Yeah, they're sitting on the sidelines for sure, yeah.
Right, yeah. That was the point. You didn't get my point? I even got my point.
Well, they're not out of work.
I'm not a football guy.
Yeah, they're not out of work.
Well, they're out of a job.
Well, they have a job. It's just the season's over.
No. But aren't there these people that are...
Oh, you mean the coaches?
The football team,
yeah.
The coaches.
No,
that
the roulette wheel has started.
Isn't there, on most teams, an offensive coordinator? Somebody who... A coach that deals with the offense and a coach that deals with the defense?
Yeah. Defensive coordinator.
Well, that's what I'm... Why do I have to explain myself? That's what I was saying. That's what Bohannon was saying. Don't you people get it? I speak
whatever. There's a headline that says they had to evacuate the space station. Where exactly does one go when you have to evacuate a space station?
Right. Go next door to the Chinese satellite.
Well, you're not too far off. Apparently, the Americans had to go to the Russian side because of an ammonia leak.
Really?
Yeah.
They have ammonia up there. It's good. That's fertilizer, by the way. You don't get things to grow well with ammonia. You sure it's ammonia or not pneumonia?
That's got to be one crazy sentence that you hear over your headset. You have to evacuate the space station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where? What?
Where?
It's a long way
down.
Where
do you want me to go? I'll just go down to the Starbucks in the corner and hang out for a while.
You imagine, but anyhow, if you go back to gravity and the outfits they were wearing, they were all bopping around in space. What happens if you just,
just tether yourself to the outside of it and hang out until they fix it?
I mean, to take a page from a recent episode of Gotham, where the bad guys would be sent up.
Oh, you're watching Gotham, huh?
I watched it.
That's
the plane.
What I said. No, it's a great show.
It's on the plane. So anyway, the bad guys are going up in the balloons, but the balloons run out of, you know, sooner or later you get up into the atmosphere where the air is so thin and cold, the balloons run out of gas and everybody falls back to the center, back to Earth. In the case of a lot of people don't understand, I heard people actually say, well, if there's a problem, can't they just float back to Earth? They have their spacesuits on, they're going to have oxygen. Hello, there's a thing called the atmosphere.
Yeah, they would
when
burn
you fly
up.
Through the atmosphere, it becomes sizzle state.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you have heard me talking for quite a long time now about Heart Factors Plus and how Heart Factors Plus has the ingredient to boost your nitric oxide level, and that will improve your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, and it's important that you understand this. So listen up for a 60-second moment of your life while I tell you about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. There are people who have used this if they have high blood pressure to sort of bring it down, because what happens is the nitric oxide opens up your arteries and veins so that it cleans them out, improves overall circulation. It's very, very good. Get your muscles, the blood to your muscles, your brain. Get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you call 800-577-8560. Yes, results. This is a product that works, so you get your money back. 800-577-8560. Get on the bandwagon today. Get a free bottle of CoQ10 when you mention my name. Dial 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Google has embraced it. So have Apple and Facebook. In fact, they're part of a growing trend among businesses to adopt on-site wellness programs that incorporate chiropractic care. The reason? As Beth Bierbauer, president of Humana's employer group segment, puts it, employers are now seeing that employee health is important beyond health care costs. One of the earliest adoptees was the Wisconsin-based whole food nutritional supplement company, Standard Process. So impressed was management back in 1988 with an employee-initiated walking program that it ultimately started a wellness program for its own and other companies. The program has 4 core pillars: nutrition, fitness, health education, and yes, chiropractic care. To date, Standard Process reports about 90% employee participation, which has resulted in reduced health care claims and enhanced employee productivity, health, satisfaction, and retention. Indeed, Gerard Klum of the not-for-profit Foundation for Chiropractic Progress expects to see even more employers embracing chiropractic care in coming years. Learn more at www.f4cp.org/find-a-doctor.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Theory, that's it?
Oh, no. There's plenty more.
Yeah. The best original score from a motion picture came from the Theory of Everything story of Stephen Hawkins. And the Golden Globes winners, best motion picture drama was Boyhood. Musical or comedy, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Drama, TV, The Affair. TV, best TV series, musical or comedy was Transparent. Best miniseries or motion picture made for TV, Fargo. Best actor in a motion picture drama, Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. Best actor in a motion picture comedy musical, Michael Keaton in Birdman. He got choked up when he was accepting his award.
Yeah, some of his career's back. He's happy.
Yeah, of course he is. Why not? The hosts of the program are Tina Fey and Amy Poehler again. Here they joke about the North Korean threat against the interview.
Very funny.
Oh, this was funny.
Tonight we celebrate all the great television shows that we know and love, as well as all the movies that North Korea was okay with. That's right, the biggest story in Hollywood this year was when North Korea threatened an attack if Sony Pictures released the interview, forcing us all to pretend we wanted to see it. North Korea referred to the interview as absolutely intolerable and a wanton act of terror. Even more amazing, not the worst review the movie got.
Here, Tina Fey jokes about George Clooney and his wife.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a three-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Here, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler joke about some of the nominated movies.
Let's talk about these great movies. Yes. The Theory of Everything. Wonderful movie this year. Yes. It combines the two things that audiences love, a crippling nerve disease and super complicated math. Selma.
In the 1960s, thousands of black people from all over America came together with one common goal, to form Sly and the Family Stone. But the movie Selma is about the American Civil Rights Movement that totally worked and now everything's fine.
I didn't see the show because I was on an airplane.
This last cut I did see, and it was pretty in your face.
All right, so go ahead.
They take a shot at Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Into the Woods stars Meryl Streep. Meryl plays a witch who sends the townspeople on a magical quest to collect the items she needs to win another Golden Globe. Into the Woods, Cinderella runs from her prince, Rapunzel is thrown from a tower for her prince, and Sleeping Beauty just thought she was getting coffee with Bill Cosby. You know, actually, I don't know if you guys saw this on the news today, but Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people! The people did not want the pills in them!"
No, Tina, that's not right. That's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people!"
You're right. It's got to be like, "I put the pills in the hoagie!"
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's fair. That seems fair.
Wow. Meanwhile, Bill Cosby's stand-up in Hamilton, Ontario, disrupted by protesters on Friday night. He had been on stage only a few minutes when he praised the protesters outside the theater for suffering the harsh winter weather to say what they believed in. Then when he began his stand-up act, 30 women stood up in the audience and removed their coats to reveal T-shirts with the words, "We believe the women." Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Stephen, good day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. The name that I can't pronounce without Pierre, I believe, is Dudwon Mabala Mabala.
Mabala Mabala,
French comedian notorious for his anti-Semitic content, has been arrested for being an apologist for terrorism.
Oh, boy.
In a Facebook post, said he was sympathetic with a gunman who took out Charlie Hebdo's office. He said in the
Why
post
do that
tonight,
right now?
Sorry, what?
Why do that right now?
Because you're dumb.
Yeah, why not just shut up for a little while?
Right, exactly. All right, so you got the gist of the story. I think the best part of the story is the guy's name anyway.
Say it again.
Dudwon Mabala Mabala.
I like it. That's has a ring to it. Maybe you should suggest that. You know, you have a new
Dudwon
grandson.
Dudwon Mabala Mabala.
Maybe we could change Miles' name to Mabala Mabala.
Well, that would work. He was actually looking at me while I was singing to him yesterday.
Of course he was. He's like, please make this stop. Do you know what I just went through a few weeks ago?
Megan went through, we were all hysterical, actually. I spent about an hour as I could get in there and I just wanted to hold him for a while. And Megan had her iPhone. I was singing him, "Oh My Mama," and the old song was "Oh My Papa." And so she went to find a version of it, going to, not Siri, but what's the Shazam?
Shazam.
To find it. And there were a couple of versions, Jerry Vale. And she's looking at me, I'm singing the song. And then I sang a bunch of other songs. One of them was Provia. I told you that. I don't know why I was thinking, looking at his red hair, and I was thinking Provia. And I sang Provia. I just saw her named Provia. and other silly things.
That's very funny.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's see here. Jennifer's got the television report in a few minutes. Owners of a 36-year-old alligator seized by animal services say the family pet named Jackson was a docile creature who wouldn't hurt a fly. Los Angeles Animal Control yesterday said they found this 8-foot alligator in a box with two dead cats.
Ooh.
In a backyard off Van Nuys Boulevard.
What was there an alligator doing in Van Nuys?
I think that's the question.
There's no water around there.
Brenda Barnett of LA Animal Services said they got a tip about an alligator at this home. They went to investigate and they didn't find anything the first time they got there. Then they went back and they were refused entry. They got a warrant and they found Jackson in the box with the dead cats.
Oh, now I'm surprised there were any evidence of the dead cats. Aren't alligators usually there?
I would have thought that it would be strange, right? As well. Yes, right. Yep. So the zoo helped impound and move the alligator, which looks to be about 40 years old.
How do you impound an alligator? Who has that job?
Only in Los Angeles.
Carefully.
Yeah. That stinks.
The owner said that Jackson is a 36-year-old female alligator, did not eat cats. She was only in the box because the family didn't want animal services to find her.
Oh, my gosh.
The owner
so
said,
why are there dead cats?
Jackson being found near two cat carcasses. The gator has never eaten live animals. It was actually hand-fed hot dogs and chicken.
Oh, that's healthy.
Last 36 years. The L.A. Animal Services people launched a criminal investigation because apparently they don't have too much to do in Los Angeles. It's apparently illegal to keep wildlife in your home without a permit. So why would you give somebody a permit?
And what office do I go to get a permit from my 36-year-old alligator? It's not the DMV. I mean, what office do I go to?
The DMA. Department of Mobile Alligators. Right? Isn't that where you go for that stuff?
These people, it's not even funny. These people take in these weird exotic animals, and it's not good for anybody.
All right, story of Jamal Rutledge today. Everybody know who Jamal is?
I don't.
Jamal's 17 years old, just got arrested, placed in a Fort Lauderdale police booking facility. When the officer who arrested him fell off his chair, clutched his chest, and went unconscious, young Mr. Rutledge began to yell and kick the security fence, try to get the attention of other officers, who then used a defibrillator, say it again, Doug, defibrillator, to stimulate Mr. Folk, the police officer's name was Franklin Folk. Rutledge arrested for violating probation on charges, including burglary multiple times. Hospital staff said Rutledge's actions were critical to saving the police officer's life. So they let him go? What do you think?
Yeah, no.
Let him go? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
No. So does he get, consideration anyway, Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should get consideration.
Yeah. All right, so let's move to New Orleans. Ready?
Ready.
New Orleans. Homeless people in New Orleans. Big problem since Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So the city of New Orleans said last year they would put all the homeless people, homeless veterans, underscore veterans, after the VA scandal. They said, we'll put all our homeless veterans in homes by the first of the year.
It's great.
At 6 o'clock on January 2nd, social workers in New Orleans moved the last known homeless veteran into a new apartment, becoming the first U.S. city to effectively eliminate veteran homelessness.
Love that.
Advocates around the country are hailing New Orleans as a model for cities around the country looking to end homelessness for vets. Well, there are a lot of people trying to end homelessness for most people, but in this circumstance,
In my neighborhood,
people that really need it.
Yeah, and much of the homeless population in my neighborhood, are people that have had undiagnosed medical conditions that were vets. I mean, gosh, you can see these guys walking around, my town that were in Vietnam, clearly, and they still have some sort of issue going on. And I think this is great.
Well, last year at this time, 50,000 veterans had no homes in this country.
Horrible.
50,000 veterans had no home.
We should be so ashamed of ourselves for that.
It's ridiculous. So since that announcement was made, more than 300 mayors, 6 governors, and 71 local officials have joined the pledge to house every veteran. By the end of 2015, New Orleans was the only one to actually meet the goal. Mayor of New Orleans said, quote, "We owe our veterans our eternal gratitude for their service. Making sure that they have a place to call home is a small but powerful way we can show our appreciation."
Good for them. They've had a hard time getting it right there.
227 veterans in housing in New Orleans. So, 50,000 veterans. How do you like that? You're a taxpayer, and you see that. You understand that every single GD contractor that had a deal to build a ship, a plane, a gun, an MRAP, a Humvee, anything, any tool used by the military, their bills were all paid.
Yep.
They didn't go without their money. But 50,000 veterans, maybe
their rear ends on the line,
even more than that, have not received treatment or even been looked at by the Veterans Administration. You heard maybe a month or so ago, a fellow that works for me on the farm who is a Marine. He's still in the reserves, but he went to Afghanistan a couple of times, and he's got a problem. And he's taken 3 tries, and let's see, he's been out for, I think, he's been out of permanent a year and 3 or 4 months, been out of permanent into the weekend warrior status. And it's taken him this long to be able to get in to the VA. He went the other day. But yet he's been trying to get some attention to his problem for a year and a half. You think that's right? How many people think that's okay? I'm not okay as an American with that. Anyway, check out the story at DougStephan.com as well. Lots of things going on. Video of the day today is something that comes from Sir Mashalot. If you remember Sir Mix-a-Lot, this is his cousin. Sir Mashalot.
The Alot family.
Yes, big
Lance is there as well.
Yep. Mr. Yeah, right. Sir Lancelot, Sir Mashalot, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Mm-hmm. And they all have one thing in common. Like big butts.
And they
17
alive.
Before the hour.
Google has embraced it. So have Apple and Facebook. In fact, they're part of a growing trend among businesses to adopt on-site wellness programs that incorporate chiropractic care. The reason? As Beth Bierbauer, president of Humana's employer group segment, puts it, employers are now seeing that employee health is important beyond healthcare costs. One of the earliest adoptees was the Wisconsin-based whole food nutritional supplement company, Standard Process. So impressed was management back in 1988 with an employee-initiated walking program that it ultimately started a wellness program for its own and other companies. The program has 4 core pillars: nutrition, fitness, health education, and yes, chiropractic care. To date, Standard Process reports about 90% employee participation, which has resulted in reduced healthcare claims and enhanced employee productivity, health, satisfaction, and retention. Indeed, Gerard Klum of the not-for-profit Foundation for Chiropractic Progress expects to see even more employers embracing chiropractic care in coming years. Learn more at www.f4cp.org/findadoctor.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
There was 57 channels and 11 miles. 57 channels and 11 miles.
Television report night. It's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn.
Well, hi.
Hey. Oh, hello.
How are you?
Saturday Night Live airing its debut episode on October 11th, 1975. The announcement comes, or my reference point comes, as we, 40 years later, look at the experience that has been SNL. So now there is, according to the story we have at DougSteffen.com, a live exhibition, SNL Live, the exhibition featuring original scripts and set pieces and props and costumes and masks.
Cool.
And all kinds of interactive elements from some of the most iconic sketches. The exhibit, in partnership with Lorne Michaels Broadway Video, debuts at New York City's premiere on the 5th Avenue. According to a press release came out yesterday, the aim is to connect fans with the show's backstory and relive the memorable sketches and characters, Eddie Murphy's Gumby bit, Chris Farley's demented motivational speaker, Matt Foley.
Mm-hmm. In a van down by the river.
Right. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you, which was your favorite from the first cast of Saturday Night Live? Was it Aykroyd, Belushi, Chevy Chase, Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner? It'd be hard for me to pick between Aykroyd, Belushi, and Radner, but I might go with Radner.
Very funny.
Yeah. Rosanna Dana.
That's right.
All right, Jen.
All right, well, there's some big news over at The View. My prediction is that The View won't be back for another season. There is just too much arguing in the ranks between Rosie and Whoopi, and the ratings are just going spinning down into a spiral.
Who wants to listen or watch that crap?
The news is that Rosie Perez, the other Rosie, it may not be back at all. She's taking the month of January off.
She's horrible.
To do a Broadway show. She's in rehearsals, and so she's doing this Broadway show. ABC News is denying it, saying, oh no, she'll be back, but that her status hasn't changed. But insiders are saying she probably won't return, actually, that good money is on saying she'll stay away. Mm-hmm. HBO in the news today, Mike Myers, also remember him from Saturday Night Live, he was Wayne. Yeah. He signed an overall deal with HBO that includes 2 years of TV exclusivity. That's according to HBO spokespeople. Mike Myers is one of the great comedy minds of this or any other era, and the opportunity to collaborate with the talent of his stature is tremendously exciting. That's Mr. Lombardo over at NBC, or at HBO. Fox News, also in the news today, they're dipping into nonfiction series. They're telling stories of Wild West legends like Jesse James, Davy Crockett, Billy the Kid. It's a 10-episode series called Legends and Lies Into the West. It debuts with 2 episodes on Sunday, April 12th. Bill O'Reilly, who has written a lot of great books about John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Jesus Christ, will be the executive producer and appear in each episode.
Jesus Christ is going to be the executive producer?
No, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly wrote Killing Jesus, Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy.
You said that. I thought you were...
You just weren't listening. Now, no seamless transitions for CBS. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will premiere on September 8th. That's according to Nina Tassler. She's the chairman at CBS. That's 3 months after David Letterman wrapped his show. He's done on May 20th. So in those 3 months, they're going to do a lot of encore primetime series at 11:30. They might have some guest hosts. But I think it's kind of weird to have David Letterman on, then take the show completely off the air, put on like primetime series, and then go back to somebody else. It's just very bizarre, I think.
So you mentioned O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. He's in an ad for Fox. Sam's Dish.
Yep, it's been running on Fox TV during football.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 51 past the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir. Yeah,
and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Tommy the K.
Good morning.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at MoneyPit.com. You can dial 888-MONEY-PIT anytime, day or night. Tom's always there. He'll answer the phone and say, brightly, what's the question?
We never sleep.
Never sleep. So that's the question on their two-hour weekend broadcast called the Money Pit. Now, in a moment, those moments will be fleeting. The moments you've been waiting for are actually Tom answering some questions from listeners. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals at our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminate? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals. And 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely. completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Tom Kreidler on the Good Day program with the questions for those of you who are in the winter climb, which is most everybody, well, I shouldn't say most everybody, but two-thirds of the country is having already kind of a tough winter. So right. Tom has some questions. Let's see here. Madison, first of all, writes, I need to have a new front entry and storm door installed. I'm not sure if I should go with steel door or fiberglass. The door faces west, gets hot between the entry and the storm door. I'm concerned about durability and maintenance.
Well, first of all, there's no comparison between steel and fiberglass. Today, fiberglass is it. It's far, it's very durable. It's much more energy efficient, and it's not going to rust. It's not going to dent, and it needs if any, maintenance. But
may I interrupt? Sure. Remind me. I just bought 2 Anderson metal screen and storm doors because I like the look of them. They seem secure. My old storm doors were just wood, and they rattled, and they didn't really do anything. But I didn't even remember seeing anything that was offered.
Well, no, I'm confusing 2 things here. So she's asking about a front entry door and a storm door. So as far as the entry door is concerned, I would go with fiberglass, right? That's the main entry
door.
But, and now, that's the storm door question. If you have an entry door, a fiberglass entry door, you do not need a quote-unquote storm door. All you need is a screen door. And to that I say that Anderson door is excellent. Right. I have actually the same thing. I have an Anderson storm / screen door, but we really don't use the storm door because we have fiberglass entry doors.
It has that little click on the side. You just take out the glass and put in the
screen. It has like a strip of plastic that sort of pulls away and you pop in the new screen. I have a full height one.
Yeah, I do too.
So I really don't think that you need a storm door when you have a fiberglass entry door from an energy savings perspective.
Got it. Okay.
Now, you might be of the mind like you open the door to let the dogs out and you don't want to have to, you know, keep that front door open the whole time. Maybe you have a storm that closes for that. But the truth is you really don't need it from a weather perspective. Mm-hmm. All you really need is a fiberglass door and a screen door, and you're good to go.
All right. Jennifer moved to a colder area of her state, wondering what she can do to keep her apartment's heating costs down and still stay warm.
So obviously it's tough because you don't own the building, but there are a few things you can do to not sort of hurt yourself from an energy perspective. First of all, you could buy your own thermostat because they're very interchangeable these days and get one that's clock set back. For example, I have a Nest. Love it. It's also Wi-Fi compatible. The other things you should do is move your furniture away from all your heating registers so that you have good air circulation.
Yeah.
And think about your window blinds. If you have regular blinds, switch to the cellular shades. They do a great job of cutting drafts down and keeping the areas around the windows warmer because they actually add some insulation quality as well.
All right. There are a lot of other things you can do. That infrared energy audit, I think you were talking about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a great way to spot missing areas of insulation in your home.
Yeah. You can also spot them if you sit by the window and you feel the breeze.
Then there's that.
That's pretty much a giveaway. We need some more insulation there. Tom Kreidler at moneypit.com on Good Day, 59 after the hour. Production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.